ground. You're a daughter of a king of great worth and royalty, fit to wear a crown. Why are you holding on, thinking that you don't belong? You are loved more than you know, so take your doubts and let them go. Look towards the sun. Hello guys, and welcome to my new podcast, Sisters in the Scriptures, where I make up a story about a girl in the scriptures. So for these next few weeks, we are going to be talking about Nala, who is Nephi's sister. Just a note, most of these people aren't real, and the stories mostly are a little fabricated. They are based on real stories in the Book of Mormon, but of course I add some on for detail and interest. Enjoy! Monday. My name is Nala. I have two sisters, Shira and Hannah. I also have four brothers, Laman, Lemuel, Sam, and Nephi, in that order. I live in Jerusalem with my father, Lehi, and my mother, Sariah, and my six siblings. I am 21 years old. Right now, Nephi and Sam are playing their boy games, and Laman and Lemuel are off with their cool friends or whatever. Shira and Hannah are off sewing clothes for winter and talking with their friends, Delilah and Judith. So I'm just sitting here on the roof of the big stone house. It's so lonely here. So I decided to start this journal. Well, shalom for now. Naomi tucked her journal back into her pocket. In the distance, she could hear Sam cheering, "I win, Nephi!" Nala groaned and stood up. She had been sitting on the edge of the flat roof of her father's stone and clay house. Usually, the roof was used for drying meat and occasionally sleeping, but Nala had realized as an adventurous 8-year-old that it was a good place to go when one wanted to escape the craziness of a 9-person family. Looking down, she saw Hannah and Shira making some clothes while chatting with Delilah and Judith in the large central courtyard. Even as the youngest child besides Nephi, she was the only one who didn't share the girls' fear of heights, meaning they never came onto the roof to bother her. In her large family, her father was the oldest. Next came her mother, then Laman, Lemuel, Shira and Hannah, who are twins, Sam, Nala, and Nephi. "Nala, are you on the roof again? Get down here and help me weave these blankets for winter." And there was her mother, Sariah, calling her back to work. "Coming, mother," Nala called back. Stretching, she stood up and hurried down the stairs and across the courtyard to the corner where her mother did her work. Suddenly, her father rushed across the courtyard in a frenzy. "Lehi, where are you going at this late hour? It is nearly dark," Sariah called. Lehi whipped around and called back, "Can't talk now. I need to go to the market. I'll tell you all later." Then he ran out of the gate and was gone. I hope you guys enjoyed this week's episode of Sisters in the Scriptures. Please join us next week to find out what happens to Nala next.
Why are you looking down with your face towards the ground? You're a daughter of a king of great worth and royalty, fit to wear a crown. Why are you holding on, thinking that you don't belong? You are loved more than you know, so take your doubts and let them go. Look towards the sun.